the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. We're going high-tech this episode. Back in a previous career, actually almost a decade ago now, I was the product manager and co-founder of the Symantec Antivirus Research Center. I spent all day, practically every day, working with and around computer viruses. The department I ran was responsible for designing the detection and removal engine for the Symantec and Norton antivirus product lines. I only bring this up to explain why I am so sensitive to computer security as well as personal security. And today, the two go hand in hand. As more of your personal information goes online, the more vulnerable you become. The realm of personal computer security is massive, and this show is more about physical protection than electronic. However, there is a ubiquitous piece of equipment in nearly every household these days, a wireless router. What I'm talking about is that box that sits next to your DSL or cable modem and allows your laptop to connect to the internet without any cables. That little box is an extremely effective tool in keeping your personal information safe, so long as it's set up properly. And there are four critical things you need to do with that box. First, make certain that the box itself is password protected. If you never change the password on the box, then it's still set to the default. You need to change that. One of the reasons is that hackers know all of the default passwords to all of the different boxes. And if you're thinking, I'm not a bank, why would a hacker come after me personally? They don't. They have little programs called robots that scour the internet and look for those boxes and test the default passwords against them. When they come across one with a default password, they log it for further use and then move on. If it has a unique or non-standard password, they put it into the Do Not Bother pile and move on to easier targets. Now, gee, that kind of sounds like being a hard target versus a soft target. You betcha. And in fact, it's the exact same principle. Now next, for convenience, many people turn off their SSID broadcast. They think that this hides the fact that they have a wireless connection and that's a form of protection. But it's not. There are hundreds of tools, some that even come with pre-installed on the laptops as part of the wireless drivers, that see wireless access points even with the SSID broadcast turned off. This is absolutely no form of security. On or off, it makes no difference. The next one's a little more advanced. If you know what I'm talking about, you'll get it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you haven't set it up and you don't need to worry about it. MAC address filtering is not a form of security. It's nothing at all like that. It can be spoofed with any number of open source tools, and I bet even your router can do it. Enough said. Your best form of security measure is to set up a WPA or WPA2 encryption on your network. I know this is a bit of a pain, but it is the best solution. Use as many characters, upper and lower case, and numbers, and odd characters, as you can tolerate. The more, the better. How secure is mine? I have a 63-character randomly generated passcode for my wireless network. There's no way I could remember it, so I just keep the passcode in a text file on a USB thumb drive. When I need to add a new device or computer to the network, I just whip out the thumb drive, open up the text file, and cut and paste the code in. Then the thumb drive goes back into my gun safe. Safe, easy, and secure. So why do you need to worry about your wireless network? Well, if someone can get onto your personal network, they can do more than just use your internet connection. It might even be possible for them to look at your computers and poke around on your hard drive. So how would you feel about a complete stranger walking into your house and just started poking around on your computer? It's no different than that, but he can do it from across the street and in a car, and you'd never know. Also, you have no idea what that person is doing or downloading. They could be downloading pornography or file-sharing illegal movies and music. The movie industry and the RIAA are suing people for illegal downloads. Do you want to be responsible for something your neighbor's kid did over your network without you knowing? Password protect your router and wireless network connections. It's really the only sensible thing to do. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast at alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.